Politics, Iran, and a rescue mission collide in a new thriller out today.
It's winter. You can't afford to wait around until spring, so it's nice enough to take a bike ride. The only way out of that city is the airport. You build new cover identities for him. You send in a Moses. He takes him out on a commercial flight.
Hollywood star Ben Affleck directs and stars in Argo.
Joining us now live to talk about it, Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Hillary.
So there's been a lot of buzz surrounding Argo. What did you think of it?
This is a terrific movie. It's just, I cannot say enough of it about it. It's directed by Ben Affleck, who made such an impressive debut a few years ago with a wonderful thriller called Gone, Baby, Gone. And then he came out with The Town, where he kind of upped his game even more. And now he just hits it out of the park. It is based on true events of these six Americans that were managed to escape the embassy when the U.S. embassy was taken over in Tehran, and they went to stay with the Canadian ambassador. And Affleck plays the CIA man who is tasked with getting them out. It's an amazingly complicated movie in terms of the geographical areas it has to cover. It goes from Tehran to Washington and then to Hollywood, because he hits on this scheme to make up a fake movie and pretend that the Americans are a movie crew. And at that point, it turns into this very mordant, very funny Hollywood satire. And then it toggles back into political thriller and just ends on the most suspenseful note. I mean, it's not that familiar of a story, but we do pretty much know how it ends. But even so, you're just, I hate to use the word edge of your seat, but you are on the edge of your seat. He really ratchets up the tension beautifully. He's turned into, I think, one of our very best directors. I can't wait to see what he does next.
Wow,
yeah. We also have another film out that has Woody Harrelson and Colin Farrell back on the big screen with some big other actors as well. How's Seven Psychopaths?
Well, now this is a little bit different. It's not nearly as subtle. It's by a guy named Martin McDonagh, who did an action movie called In Bruges a few years ago. Very literate, very funny, very sharp dialogue. All of the actors are terrific, and I'm going to make a little shout-out to Sam Rockwell, who really delivers just a stunning performance here. It's kind of in the tradition of Pulp Fiction. It's very violent, very graphic, lots of profanity, but all done with kind of a wink and as a big inside joke to Hollywood and violence in movies. I think it kind of wants to have it both ways. It's critiquing violence in movies, but then again, it kind of indulges in it, too. It wore on me after a while. I just thought it was a little bit tiresome, but again, lots of good performances from Christopher Walken and Colin Farrell, but especially from Sam Rockwell. So if this is your cup, if this kind of genre is your cup of tea, then I think people will be really entertained by it.
All right, cool. Thank you, Anne. Got some stuff to see.
Indeed.
That's Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday.